Chapter 124. We take unto ourselves, friends, the arrival of the chestmaid, my friend, the doctor, by far the wealthiest man of the party. So much the better for me, seeing that I had little or nothing myself. Though, from our intimacy, the natives courted my favor almost as much as his. Among others, Kulu was a candidate for my friendship, and being a comely youth, quite a buck in his way, I accepted his overtures. By this, I escaped the importunities of the rest, for be it known that, though little inclined to jealousy in love matters, the Tahitian will hear of no rivals in his friendship. Kulu, running over his qualifications as a friend, first of all informed me that he was a Ikonari, thus declaring his communion with the church. The way this AO of mine expressed his regard was by assuring me over and over again that the love he bore me was ui, nui, nui, or infinitesimally extensive. All over these seas, the word ui is significant of quantity. Its repetition is like placing ciphers at the right hand of a numeral. The more places you carry it out to, the greater the sum. Judge, then, of Kulu's esteem. Nor is the allusion to the ciphers at all inappropriate, seeing that, in themselves, Kulu's profession turned out to be worthless. He was, alas, a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, one of those who make no music, unless the clapper be silver. In the course of a few days, the sailors, like the doctor and myself, were cajoled out of everything, and our AOs, all round, began to cool off quite sensibly. So remiss did they become in their attentions, that we could no longer rely upon their bringing us the daily supply of food, which all of them had faithfully promised. As for Kulu, after spawning me well, he one morning played the part of a retrograde lover, informing me that his affections had undergone a change. He had fallen in love at first sight with a smart sailor, who had just stepped ashore quite flush from a lucky whaling cruise. It was a touching interview, and with it, our connection dissolved. But the sadness which ensued would soon have been dissipated, had not my sensibilities been wounded by his indelicately sporting some of my gifts very soon after this transfer of his affections. Hardly a day passed that I did not meet him on the Broom Road, airing himself in a regatta shirt which I had given him in happier hours. He went by with such an easy saunter too, looking me pleasantly in the eye, and merely exchanging the cold salute of the road. Our owner, Boyoe, a mere sidewalk how do you do? After several experiences like this, I began to entertain a sort of respect for Kulu, as quite a man of the world. In good sooth, he turned out to be one, in 1 week's time giving me the cut direct, and lounging by without even nodding. He must have taken me for part of the landscape. Before the chests were quite empty, we had a GR and washing in the stream of our best raiment, for the purpose of looking tidy, and visiting the European chapel in the village. Every Sunday morning it is open for divine service, some member of the mission officiating. This was the first time we ever entered Papeete unattended by an escort. In the chapel there were about 40 people present, including the officers of several ships in harbor. It was an energetic discourse, and the pulpit cushion was well pounded. Occupying a high seat in the synagogue, and stiff as a flagstaff, was our beloved guardian, Wilson. I shall never forget his look of wonder when his interesting wards filed in at the doorway and took up a seat directly facing him. Service over, we waited outside in hopes of seeing more of him, but sorely annoyed at the sight of us, he reconnoitered from the window and never came forth until we had started for home. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.